The measure authored by Representative Mark Gundrum of New Berlin passed the Assembly Judiciary Committee with only one lawmaker opposed. That vote came on the same day as President Bush backed the federal constitutional amendment preventing gay marriage. Chris Ott from the gay rights group Action Wisconsin says the measures are designed to bolster a political base during an election year.
It's very important for people to understand in both cases that these are not about marriage. They're about denying any form of recognition or protection to gay and lesbian relationships. They're very harsh measures.
Under the proposed federal amendment, states would still be able to allow civil unions. However, Wisconsin's proposed constitutional amendment would not legally recognize such relationships. Julaine Appling is with the Family Research Institute of Wisconsin.
At this point, those would be ruled out by this amendment if they rose to that level of looking like too much like marriage. I should say, though, that the amendment does not preclude private corporations or other government entities from offering benefits to domestic partners or people who are in same-sex or cohabiting heterosexuals.
Ott believes the courts may say otherwise and deny benefits.
In Alaska, for instance, the amendment that's been passed there is being used against domestic partner health insurance benefits.
The state's proposed amendment defining marriage as a union between a man and woman has to be passed by two consecutive legislatures before it can go for a public vote. That probably won't be until fall of 2006. The state assembly leadership has not ruled out consideration of the measure during special session. However, things are moving slower in the Senate. A Senate committee is scheduled to hold a hearing before possibly sending it to the Senate floor. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.